coast to coast and worldwide. Webmasterradio.fm presents the best in trade show coverage from around the planet. Now, Webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech, presents live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. We now bring you an AdTech Spotlight.
Hey, it's Jody with WebmasterRadio.fm, and we're here at AdTech San Francisco and chatting with a bunch of the people that are here hanging out. And one in particular, Diego Rebocio. He is the CEO of Ocean. Tell me a little bit about Ocean, Diego.
Well, Ocean is a development firm. Specifically in the show, we're showing our interactive technology group, which is a group that specializes in creating websites and exciting technology for ad agencies and marketing departments.
And what kind of stuff are we talking about in terms of, when you say exciting technology, are we talking streaming video? Are we talking about wild flash presentations? Or are we talking about slick use of Ajax and stuff like that? What are we talking about here?
It's actually all of those and a lot more. Probably the easiest way to see what we're doing is you can go, say, online to a few of the websites we've worked on. You can go to Coca-Cola Zero and play the fantasy football games, and we did those. You can go to Volkswagen.com, and we built all of that with an ad agency, Crispin Porter and Burguski. Actually, both of those were done with Crispin Porter and Burguski.
Crispin Porter, one of our show hosts, is from Crispin Porter. Obviously, just a massive agency, and that Volkswagen campaign is an absolute winner. You guys are obviously working with some huge clients.
Yeah, we've had the luck of, some of them I can't say the names, but yeah, we have in our roster clients like Epson, like Best Buy, like, I can't say a couple of the names, but they're pretty exciting clients.
So design is obviously very important to you guys. And so right now, like, I think we're coming towards the end of a certain sort of design phase on the internet, the Web 2.0 look, the glossy plastic buttons and the ultra simplified interface look that's out there right now. But I think it's got to go somewhere else eventually, right? Where do you see web design going here from this point forward?
I see in general that a lot of companies are going into turning from being media companies to being media aggregators. In general, that's what we're seeing a lot more of. Some of our newest, coolest work ends up integrating a lot of data from different points where it's not necessarily the company that's publishing is not necessarily the one that's created the media to begin with. But still, the end result is a very exciting site for people where they can see everything, you know, like videos from here, news articles from here, Q&A from somewhere else, make their own blogs, allow people to interact with each other. Those are the things that seem to be attracting most of the customers right now.
And not only that, but it makes the site a lot easier for your clients because you're getting constant new content all over the place all the time without having to necessarily create it yourself.
Well, from that side, yes. However, technologically speaking, it's actually a lot more complex. There's a lot more technology behind the scenes, and that's why we're in business, because figuring out the technology sometimes is a very difficult thing to do these days, and that's what we're really good at.
Now, obviously, you work with massive clients. Do you guys also provide services for smaller companies that want to have a slick presentation on the web?
Absolutely. Now, most of the exciting work, I guess, would be more for not necessarily smaller companies, but companies that still have a lot of need for applications and web web-centric stuff, but aren't necessarily the household names that you run into every day.
So you guys can really handle it all. I mean, you guys can handle like development of web applications, the development of just really good-looking sites. It was highly interactive. Like, you can do it basically anything.
Absolutely. Anything from a banner ad to a large SOA implementation. Like, to talk about a complex client, we just have a client that owns about 50 different universities throughout the world, and they wanted to integrate the data from all of those, and we put together an application with TIBCO that made all that work. So that's a pretty fancy, long project. And anything from that to, say, banner ads for, like, Boogaboo.
Very cool. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you, what's the best way? It's O-S-H-Y-N. Is it just ocean.com?
Yes, it's ocean.com. And you can go there and you can go to the contact us or call us at area code 888-483-1770.
And how do you feel about the turnout here at AdTech so far? Obviously a massive show this year, huh?
Yeah, it's massive and it's pretty exciting. There's some really neat stuff people are showing, and I think it's worth it for any advertiser to want to come here, or anyone that's got an interesting website and wants to figure out how to get more eyeballs on their website. It's a great place to be.
Right on. Diego Rebocio, CEO of Ocean. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
No problem.
Live coverage from the show floor at AdTech. From webmasterradio.fm, the official radio station for AdTech.